And now time for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, a bit early tonight. Coming up after this band will be Anthony Monday from Courtney, British Columbia, Canada. But right now, all the way from East Vancouver, Commercial Drive, P.O. Box
21533.
P.O. Box 21533. P.O. Box 21533. And 2 and 1 makes 3. And 5 and 3 makes 8. And 8 and 3 makes 11 and 6 and 12 make Submission Hold. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, it's Submission Hold. Right after that, Anthony Monday. Okay, Submission Hold, play the garlic.
Concrete. the rhythm. Can't get myself into the rhythm. Can't get myself into the rhythm of the corporate groove.
Concrete floors, bring concrete lifestyles. We've seen it pour.
Like a mind at the end of a working day. Lifeless and cold, hot feeling and caring, apathetic, pathetic, oblivious to the coldest of the show, working on my back, on your back, on his back, with our shoes. Lost to the concrete floor, in my neighbor's eyes, like a woman made of stone, and my eyes are growing heavy. Some kind of hybrid, some kind of organic extension of some twisted, theoretical model for society made up of a goal. Every 100 notion, the man in the office likes it that way. I'm some kind of hybrid, I'm some kind of hybrid. The structure says machine, the economy says machine, the employer says machine, and the board says machine!
You got news! last song was called RSD 8100 Motions. And our guitarist Steve used to work at a job wherein he figured out that he performed the same motion 8100 times in one day. And RSD stands for repetitive strain disorder, which is a real thing that you can get. And it can fuck up your hands really badly. And it fucked him up pretty badly. For tendonitis and what was the other thing? Oh, carpal tunnel syndrome. And it almost made it so he couldn't play guitar anymore. So it's really fucked up that they make people perform these motions that should be kept to machines. I keep being told I'm not allowed to say the word F-U-C-K on the radio, so I will stop saying that. So that's what the song is about, is what how jobs that should be done by machines are done by people, and it kind of really screws you up physically, obviously, but also mentally as well. And it almost made it so Steve couldn't play guitar anymore.
This next song is going to be called, well, it is called, it's called The Analysis of the Sublimation of Ethics Through Insincere and Manipulative Means on the Part of the Power Holders. And it's kind of, I don't want to put too much, I kind of wanted to talk about something else, and it was like that we get all this stuff from the media and like, and bands and stuff like that, and they tell us, I mean, they don't really tell us, but by showing the way that they act and the way that they dress and the way that they, that bands' live performances are, like they're on a stage and they play in a bar and all this stuff, is just kind of because it's the way that things have been done. And I think that if we, as maybe a community or something, being punk rock, maybe we need to go beyond different things that the media gives us and tells us how to do, and just do things that feel good for us. And if that means, if it, and like really creating things that are an alternative and not just what the media tells us is the alternative. And I don't know what the difference is between a bunch of people with guitars and bass and drums and singing. I mean, that's not a big difference. But I think that maybe if you just do things the way that you want and don't worry about if you're gonna get big or popular, or maybe if you take a bit of time to talk about things on the radio instead of just playing music, I think it's something that we want to do, and then we do it. And anyway, this song is called Analysis of the Sublimation of Ethics Through Insincere and Manipulative Means on the Part of the Power Holders.
When we're stuck to the fucked up structure of these places.
propped up by 6 billion hollow faces, stuck to this lying history, watching new lies forming, lies from nothing, and the reverse is true. I want to shed these lies with you, taking each day down that can bring it out. Sometimes silence can't kill us now. Think you know our silent tip? Speak to this metal boat. Today it overpowers my doubt. Die the lie, I take it down. 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 Die the lie! The truth be known. The truth be told. To the commodity bought and sold. We choke. We stumble when we're stuck to the fucked up structure of these places, propped up by 6 billion hollow faces, stuck to this lying history, watching new lies forming, lies from nothing, and the reverse is true. I want to shed these lies with you.
Victory. Garlic has kind of become our mascot, as we all dearly love it, but it also has become kind of a symbol for a lot of other things for us as well. Garlic is this amazing thing that can cure a lot of problems, like it helps build up your immune system. It's good for high blood pressure. It's good for women for yeast infections. It's if you rub a little bit on wounds, it can help them heal faster. It's good for fleas on animals. It does so many amazing things, but most people don't know about this stuff because pharmaceutical companies and the medical industry don't want people to know. Because if you know how to take care of your own health, and at pennies, the cost is just, I mean, garlic is so cheap, then you won't be putting money into their pocket. And so it's important for people to learn how to take care of their own health and their own cells. And, you know, therefore, we're not putting, I mean, it's they don't care about your health. They just care about money. It's entirely based on greed. So kind of reclaim your own health is the idea behind it.
Not just garlic, right?
Not just garlic, too.
Natural medicines.
All natural medicines, but it's kind of a, it's also a symbol for other things as well.
Stuff like how, see, I just got a job today, and it was my first day at work, and it kind of, thing about work, and how work is only, like, in the eyes of a lot of people, it's only if you have a job. They don't think you're doing work if you're not, like, working for somebody and getting paid money and stuff. But if you're like a homeless person or something, and you gotta work, like, you have to work a lot harder to get less things, I think, than a lot of people might notice, and they say, "Oh, I'm not gonna give this guy change because he's a bum." But I mean, it takes a lot of work to
survive on the streets. Yeah.
And it's work to be able. A lot of people who are living on the streets and stuff are like parents or something, so it takes a heck of a lot out of a person just to in their own eyes and into the eyes of others to bring themselves down to the level of being on the street and stuff like that. I don't think that,
although it's nothing to be ashamed of,
I don't think it all. Myself personally, I don't think anything wrong with it, but others, and there's other things too, right? It's like if your own spirituality or something that you've just made up and you just are you're into, if it's not like a religion, people think that you don't have anything going on, like spirituality being religion or etc.
and so on.
Okay, this next song is called Salt.
There was a time rubbing salt into the wound, rubbing salt into the wound.
Let's maybe try that again.
Yeah, one more time.
Do you like how garlic and salt go together? Garlic, salt. Thank you.
There was a time rubbing salt into the wound, rubbing salt into the wound, rubbing salt into the wound, rubbing salt into the wound. There was a time when her beauty was reflected from the glass to her mind. There was a time when herself was not projected, and herself was not protected, and herself was more respected. There was a time when the mirror told stories of friendship. There was a time.
But now it's late! Because of frozen!
Laugh becomes a hand, action becomes a lady. Rubbing salt into the world! 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 Girl, run on the fucking top. Play those through your days. Hurt so bad to us, that's bastards! Like a ton of rats, that's a measure. There's a rush that come out, now it's night. Does it somehow rationalize? You're somehow rationalize. You're somehow rationalize. I feel so in control. I'm standing in the center of this fence, and I just got to
watch this.
She's walking that fine line
again.
She's walking that fine line. You're somehow rationalized. You're somehow rationalized. Rubbing salt into the wound.
Instead, kind of just about how some people are afraid to speak their mind or open their mouths because they're afraid they're going to say the wrong thing, because they're going to look like a fool. But we're all a bunch of fools and we're all make mistakes all the time, so it's better to open your mouth and get it out there for communication purposes.
I think maybe it's important now to say that when we talk about things and we say that things should be this way and people should act this way, that we're not trying to point fingers, but we're trying to help ourselves to grow and to think and stuff. So we write these songs not really telling other people what to do, but I think a lot of the times we write them more often
to figure our own shit out.
Yeah, to figure our own stuff out. Yeah, and this song is called Quagga. And it's not about my grandmother.
Hard times, things are easier. One, what is one thing I hate? I have passed generation. rhythm of play. Give it a house, drink it around, can't tell you. But I feel just believe first. He said, 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 desperate times are getting much worse. I know I must keep up my eyes for what it's safer to hide. Can we give in? Everything will be just fine. It'll be just fine. Welcome to glasses, are all in disguise. Don't believe our own real lies. Sexual will come, we're tired and cold. Deliver the top, discover your soul. Some of the mistakes, the rumble mistakes. The truth of mistakes are all we make. Fuck, it's cold out there. It gets colder every day.
Every hour.
Every minute. Every second. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, every day, every hour, every minute, every second of his life was a midnight. Passion, skipping a fashion, your better compassion, people with empathy, general form of sympathy, out of the heat, generate more heat. Next song is called One in a Thousand. It was written by a very good friend of ours about her experience when she was young. She was raped when she was 13, and the song is a poem that she wrote that we asked to do as a song, and it's about her anger and frustration at how the mainstream media and the mainstream population reduces rape to numbers and statistics, and thereby kind of depersonalizing the issue and taking the sting out of the issue. And rape is definitely something that does not need to be depersonalized. If anything, it needs to be more personalized, because these are not random women that this is happening to. These are our mothers and our sisters and our daughters and our girlfriends and our friends and our lovers. And these are happening, it's happening every day to women around us all the time. And it's gotta be talked about. People have gotta communicate about it more often. This song's dedicated to Ingrid. I contradict myself daily. Every day your words make me feel even less valid than before. I relearn the art of violence over silence for the sake of survival every day. Predisposed to Oppose, and it's dedicated to Food Not Bombs.
Come down to Grandview Park 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoons. Grandview Park is 12.
Get some free food.
Commercial drive, and it's free vegetarian food, and you can come and you can help out or you can just eat. Thank you.
We exist in spite of, in despite and defiance,
and the weight of, and the taste of,
in the face of, we exist, in spite of, and despite, and defiance, and the way of,
and the taste of, and the face of,
we exist, in spite of, in despite, in defiance, in the way of, and the taste of,
and the face of, we exist,
we exist, in spite of, in despite, in defiance, in the way of, and the take of,
and the face of, we exist!
Oppose a proposal, resist or less, disagree with agreement, but a death, the death take, interrupt the eruption, abstract the structure, abstract the structure, abstract the structure! Walk out of the walk, get around the action. Confess this aggression, confess this aggression, confess this aggression.
We exist!
I am, we are, fundamentally, unilaterally, intrinsically, diametrically. And just for the fuck of it, just for the fuck of it, oppose. I am fundamentally, unilaterally, intrinsically, diametrically. And just for the fuck of it, just for the fuck of it, cross-examine the exam. Contend the contention. Oppose the possession. Disbelieve the belief, debunk the truth. Resist the shit. Strain the empty refrain. Antagonize and agonize. Rumble back, face away. Rumble back, face away.
Fight.
I fly in the face of, kick against, fall foul of, set against, make a stand against, protest against, grapple with, do battle with.
I defy! I defy! I defy! I defy!
Declare war on this entire fucked up city. There is no time for a peaceful resolution because your war has been raging for far too long, and now is the time for your worst nightmare. How many times have you passed a man with no shoes on his feet in the cold rain and not offered a single act of compassion?
How many people have you ignored when obviously destitute that asked you for 25 cents? What have you ever done to alleviate the suffering that your big business, your greed, your disgusting, uneven distribution of wealth has created? I have seen nothing that would make me feel any remorse over using the weapons that your commodities markets finance the proliferation of to bust your brains all over the ugly concrete monoliths you created. Watch your back, fucker, because we are everywhere. We are the people that you step on when we answer your telephones, deliver your documents, make your lunch, pump your gas, and pour your morning coffee. The next time you find yourself preoccupied by staring down your secretary's dress, prepare yourself for a knife in the back, because we don't fight fair and we take no prisoners. Don't bother wasting your last breath telling me it wasn't you and you're not like the rest, because if there's one thing that you are taught me, it's that compassion is a sign of weakness, and nothing will stop me until every last one of you is lying face down in a pool of your own cold blood. The war is on.